Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. It's Friday, thank God. So, I had a very interesting day. First off, I want to give shout-outs to Kathy Bacon, Timmy Sims, and Big Fatty. And thanks, Big Fatty, for playing my message on your show. I feel honored, warm, and tingly all over. Okay, don't get grossed out now. Anyway, Friday. I took some of the residents shopping, and I bought a few things. God, I love my job. Then I get back, and it's almost lunchtime, and my coworkers and boss and my other boss are deciding what they want to eat. They decide they want me to drive the bus to this place called Oodles of Noodles. And I think I freaked out some of my coworkers in the way I drive. Speed limit is 30 miles per hour, but I didn't go that slow. Anyway, and besides, I had my boss on the van, so it's not like, you know, I'm going to get in trouble or anything like that. What else? So anyway, you know, we grabbed our, and then they were making fun of me because I parked in the handicap spot, and, you know, we all get out, we're ambulatory. I felt bad for a second, but anyway, I moved on, and we got the food to go. And why is it always a shorter distance getting from where you were to where, like, home? You know, when you're going someplace from point A to point B, it takes forever. But then when you go from point B to point A, you're there like in, you know, 2 seconds. So that's how it was. And then there was this complaint of, well, not a complaint, a concern of smell of marijuana on one of the floors. So then my boss and I go up, like we're some kind of authorities on the smell of marijuana. So we go up and, you know, we take the stairs, mind you. And then I guess I'm not really, a people person, because there's a Spanish-speaking person who he likes to entertain women, okay? And he doesn't speak very good English at all. And when we got back from lunch, there were several, you know, messages from the answering service saying that there was smoke alarms going off and there was concern from the other residents on the floor. So they went up and opened his window because it was so smoky from him burning food and then putting water in the plate that they couldn't even see. So they opened the window. And then he comes downstairs with one of the ladies he entertains and says he needs to close the window because it's raining. But they didn't, you know, this lady says, I'm just a friend. I'm not his help or anything. I'm just his friend. And I said, well, as a friend, why don't you attempt to close the window? And if you cannot close the window, please come back and we will call maintenance. And then they were gone maybe 2 minutes. They came back. I couldn't even get into the apartment. He's concerned that he can't close the window. And my boss and I just kind of look at each other and we're like, okay, we're going to call maintenance. We never did, by the way, but anyway. I'm trying to get a lot in 5 minutes. So then we go upstairs to the floor where the marijuana smell is, and somebody has their apartment door open. Well, you can't have apartment doors open on a floor because of the fire code, blah, blah, blah. So this lady, this resident, she calls me and my boss a racist. Me, Mexican. Oh, I guess Mexicans can be racist. Yes. And I didn't say anything at the time. My boss pretty much said everything. And then I get downstairs. My boss is doing something else in the building. And I answer the phone. And the lady says, she says my coworker's name. I'll say Jane. Jane. And I said, no. Who this? I said my full name. I don't want to talk to you. Is there somebody else besides you I can talk to? Yes. And then there was dead silence. I didn't offer anybody else's name because she didn't know who she wanted to talk to. There's only two other girls in the office. And then, so there was dead silence until she spoke. And, she asked me a question. It was a yes or no answer. I answered it. So then she goes, I'll call back when you don't answer the phone. So about 8 minutes later, she called back. And I ran out of time. So I'm going home. I kick my feet up and